In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration, and I was wondering about how can we continue our discussion about happiness. And it's amazing, and it's true what God said, that He can make us to speak or not to speak whenever He wills or wants to. And I remember the last time we spoke about the third secret of happiness, that was to look up unto the Lord. And I found a wonderful continuation today to continue our series of happiness. We look at the fourth secret of happiness, which is look up unto our own transfiguration. And you may wonder, how could that be? How can we be transfigured? And I want to give you some ideas from the scripture today, from the book of Mark, chapter 9. And those who came early, who listened to the matins prayer and last night the vesper prayers, we read the two books of Luke and Matthew, and all of them speak about the transfiguration, where we knew about how God looked in a different way. Of course, we are talking about the body, the human nature. He is God, and He wanted to show His divinity in this shining image that wants to prove to us as human that also will follow Him the same way. But in our case, we would be in a case or a state of transformation. As St. Paul said in the book of Philippians in chapter 3, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body. So we will be like the Lord in that sense. We are not talking about the heresy of being like God, but we are talking about how would we be glorified with God. St. Paul explained it in a more clear way, so we can avoid any misunderstanding. In the first epistle of Corinthians chapter 15, he said, so also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Death will then be transformed into victory, and we will sing with St. Paul, O death, where is your sting? Or Hades, where is your victory? We'll be so happy to be transformed or transfigured after resurrection. We will put on this spiritual body, we'll become like a new person. We will have what we call a glorified body or a spiritual body, or as the Lord mentioned in the book of Matthew in chapter 22, that we will be like the angels of God in heaven. Something that should make us so happy, because our glorified body in the resurrection will be a body that does not hunger. It will not thirst, it will not get tired, it will never come ill, will never be sad. That should be a source of happiness when you look forward to be in that transfigured body. There is no corruption, there is no sin. We will be with God. All the tribulation and the hard time and the sin is happening here. When you have your human body and Satan is like fighting you and complaining against you. He is called the complainer, al-mushtaki. He is always, all the time, complains against the children of God, as he did in the story of Job. He kept telling God, look what you're doing. You are like building a fence around him. But if you take it away, let me show you that he will deny you. So God permits sometimes, just permission, that you could be tempted or could be tried by the devil to be crowned. But we will have so many questions in our mind. And just to give you a few questions that could come to your mind about this sort of transfiguration, you may ask about how the new nature of our body becomes spiritual and heavenly nature. Will they move as the angels who pass on from heaven to earth like in the twinkling of an eye? Will they possess the spiritual perception instead of the ordinary vision? How will they eat from the hidden manna, as the Lord promised in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, in verse 17? Or how will they eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, as in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7? Or what are the white garments in which they will be clothed in eternity, as also mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 5? Or how will they sit with the Son on His throne, as He also sat down with His Father on His throne, as in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 21. So many questions that would come to our mind. And if you answer each one of those, you need like a whole course of life by itself to really understand it. But today, the Feast of Transfiguration gives us a glimpse of an answer, just a little bit of understanding how to answer all of these questions. Our human nature, the body that we have right now, the soul that we have, the combination of body and soul, they will be transfigured in eternity, where there will be no weakness, no impurity. And we will be happy when we pray in the liturgy that you hear it every time, the fraction, when we say, purify our souls, our bodies, and our spirits. These prayers will be true, become reality when we are in heaven with God. It's much more than that that should make you really happy, because we will be crowned with the crown of righteousness. In the book of Timothy, the second book of Timothy, in chapter 4 and verse 8, St. Paul said, finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. And you may wonder what could be the meaning of crown of righteousness. Simple word, simple answer means no sin. We'll commit no sin, not the soul, not the body, neither one of them. Will be pure and be ready and in the image of God. Our human nature will become like infallible in eternity, because it will be crowned with that righteousness that God will bestow upon all of us. We will become like the angels of God in heaven. There is no sin anymore, no hard time, no even tears, as the book of Revelation says in chapter 21. No tears, no crying, no pain, no suffering of any sort. Doesn't that make us all of us happy? That we will be all perfect and nothing will even upset us with any sad news or bad news that will make you really troubled. No troubles. That's the good news of the Transfiguration. And something more important that should make all of us happy about Transfiguration, that you know all the knowledge about God. Right now, as St. Paul said in the book of Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. I know a little bit now, but in heaven I will know all things. Didn't God Himself promise that in the book of John, in chapter 17, when He said, and this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God. Our knowledge will be in such a big and higher state, not materialistic state. We think about how to drive. You know how to drive. Very good. How to read. Oh, I know how to read. You know how to do this and that. Yes, right here, materialistic things. In heaven, there is no knowledge of material anymore. Nothing. We will all know about much higher level that even flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. As St. Paul said, we will inherit more things and more knowledge. We'll get to know God much more. You come here to church, you pray, you fast, you praise God. You are looking forward to Him, to see Him, to be with Him. But in heaven, you will be with Him. You get to know so much about Him. Step by step, we'll be like children again, in a way that God will start to teach us how we become true children of God. Many people may wonder about what do we mean by the transfiguration of humans. And there was a book by Baba Shenouda. Baba Shenouda wrote this book about transfiguration, and he mentioned some examples Of course, we understand the difference, but I give you the examples to show you that material could be transfigured, meaning transformed into a different shape or image. And of course, right here on Earth, the example I would give you would be just for a time. Then they go back to their nature, and of course, they can die or perish. First example would be the example of the three young men in the book of Daniel in chapter 3. They were human beings like all of us. They were thrown into a fiery furnace. If you think about this from the materialistic point of view, naturally, they should perish, melt, because they will burn with this hot fire. You remember in Daniel 3, in verses 22-23, it says that the men who threw the three young men, they died from the fire, they burned. So you would expect somebody in this hot fire, very fiery furnace, they will burn, they will melt, the skin will not stay. But they stayed, they lasted. It even had a great description that says in the book of Daniel chapter 3, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And the smell of fire was not on them. Even the smell of fire was not on them. So how could that be? We're human beings and we have that body that should die or perish or burn or melt. Yes. But here is the key. In Daniel 3:26 says, and the form of the force is like the Son of God. Meaning when you are with God, you will be transfigured into this great image. Nothing will affect you in any way. Nothing. And by nothing, I mean nothing. Not maybe something. There is no maybe in heaven. If God said it, it is done, finished, end of the story. And this is the beauty of it. When God is with you, you will be transfigured in this wonderful image, and no one can hurt you in any way. That should be the main source of happiness when we think about our own transfiguration. Again, please remember what I mentioned earlier. This is a state when God is with you, and on earth here, after they left, they got out of the furnace, they became back again as human beings, and they died like everybody else. But in heaven, in eternity, we will not die again. You'll be with God forever. So your eternity, your transfiguration will be continuous, permanent, everlasting. It will never change. But to give you a practical proof that there is sort of transfiguration right here, right now, that's happening. A second example would be the coal. The charcoal would be like a piece of wood that you burn and it looks black, and even if you touch it by your hand will get dirty from the particles of the charcoal. If you light the charcoal, as we do here in every day in the liturgy, you will see the charcoal, it changes the image. It looks like red and sparkling and will be illuminating, and when you add like the incense, will give you even much more different state. After that, when we finish, it goes back as dust. If you touch it again, it gets dust. But if you touch it in its fire state, you can burn your fingers. It is a state of transfiguration, transformation from one state to another, an earthly example. Another example would be if you heat an iron. You see the iron, after you heat it, it looks like red. But how come it was not red a moment ago? And try again, if you try to touch it, you burn yourself. This heated iron, it changed from one state to another. Leave it to cool down for a while, it becomes back again as iron. But here's a materialistic thing that could change. If you use oil, you have an oil in a lamp, and if you start to light the oil, that you have like the little string out of it, yes, the wick will light up. And after that, and it will start take the oil step by step until it finishes. You turn the candle off, you will see back again the wax, or you see the oil. These are just the examples, human examples, materialistic examples that can give us like a feeling of what would happen for our body that we will have in heaven. Of course, it would be the same body, your body, the same body that you have now would be same body in heaven, but transfigured body. Spiritual body, glorified body, a body that does not need to eat or drink or sleep. That's, or get married or have a children. Nothing of this sort. But that same body is the body that will rise. The last day is called the day of resurrection. If we die, our spirit goes to heaven. So what will rise? That body will rise on the day of judgment, where the body and the spirit, the two of them, will unite together and stand before God for the judgment. You may think about many other examples of transfiguration. You may think of your thinking. As a human being, you have ideas in your mind. You can bring it to light. You can have a design idea in your mind and you make it. So we see it, like transfigure the idea, the concept, the thinking that we see it. Because God gives you so many gifts that your gifts, your talents would be transfigured in the way we see it, the outside. Would be transformed from your idea in your mind into something practical, materialistic that we all will see. Just trying to give you a feeling of the meaning of transfiguration that we will have. St. Paul spoke about these gifts that are extraordinary capabilities that God will give us. And he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is giving the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. In the first Epistle of Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 11. So we have talents, we have ideas, we have gifts that we can transfigure to everybody. They can see it. They can feel it and see it. Even your act of mercy, you have a good feeling toward people. That feeling will be transfigured in how you go and help and do some charitable deeds. Go visit someone in the hospital. Stand by someone who is in need of your help. Your smile could make a difference. Somebody so sad or upset, you go and sit with him and just smile to make it easy on him. That sort of transfiguration of the good things inside your heart, the work of mercy, the qualities, the sympathy, the tenderness, the love to mankind, the forgiveness that is in your heart to everybody. That is a transfiguration. Look at our church that's full of many saints, like Abraham, the Bishop Fayyum. He loved the poor. And he showed that, he transfigured that love in his heart by giving everybody. He did not stop on giving everybody. Ambassador Abu Moon, the Bishop of Minufiya, Bisami Abu Tarha, meaning with veil on his head, Ilan Barwis and all the saints, all of them had something so good in their heart. They wanted to bring it out to everybody and share with everyone. That's a sort of transfiguration of the love and mercy in your heart. Make it shown to everybody. Bring it out and let everybody know. Because if you let it out, it is the work of God in your heart. It is the grace of God in your heart. St. Paul said in the first epistle of Corinthians chapter 15, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. Yet, not I, but the grace of God which was with me. You are God's son and daughter. You have the grace of God working in you. Bring out all of these good things to help. Bring out all things. And trust me that God will bestow on him, on you, all this sort of transfiguration. You remember the story of St. Stephen? St. Stephen, when they were stoning him to death in the book of Acts chapter 6. Remember what was said? It said here, and all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, they saw his face as the face of an angel. You will be like an angel when you have the grace of God that works inside you, and it is in every one of you. You are baptized, you have the Holy Spirit in you, so it is in every one of us. We must bring it out and show everybody the grace of God that is working in us. That should be a source of happiness. In conclusion, I want to tell you that look at transfiguration today to be the pledge of the kingdom. All the cases of the transfiguration on earth, whether for a moment or forever, they are nothing but the pledge of eternity, the pledge of what will happen to all of us in eternity. Say it in a different way, it's like tasting kingdom. You are tasting the kingdom. Now we have the appetizer, the main meal will be up in heaven, where you see the Lord and the glory of God Himself. God said in the book of Mark, in chapter 5, as you heard it today, when St. Peter spoke, and he said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But the Lord Jesus Christ did not agree with him about that. It is not good that we be here on earth and that we make for ourselves tabernacles to live in this materialistic world. What you see, St. Peter, just a taste. I will not care that much about the taste. I want to enjoy it, of course. But my main concern would be in heaven. In heaven, where I would be glorified with the Lord Himself, where there is no pain, there is no suffering, there is no tears. That should be our ultimate goal, that we will be with Him, and glory be to God now and forever. Amen.